Hi guys, it's Simple J.S. is here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping everyone's doing great and practicing our mantra of being positive. I tell you guys all the time, positivity in equals positivity out. And if you continue to surround yourself with positive energy, positive people, you will see how much your life will change exponentially. Also, I want you guys to make sure that you are doing all you can do to manifest all the things you want in life. Manifestation is key moving forward. I tell you guys all the time to do your vision boards and put everything down in writing. Things you want to achieve, things that you have on your bucket list, things that you really, really would love to do. Write it down, manifest it, put the work in. Let us start manifesting moving forward. Let this start being a part of your daily living, your daily affirmations, just how you move on a regular basis moving forward. Today's podcast is going to be centered around rebuilding after hitting rock bottom. So a lot of us may be going through, let's say, a divorce, or let's say a breakup, or maybe you've lost your job or transitioning from one job to the next. So things are really difficult right now. It's kind of hard. You're not sure how to move or pivot going forward because things are stagnant. Things are low. You're in a low place. So basically, you've hit rock bottom. You're not where you're used to. You're not comfortable being in this space. You may be in a sunken place, you know, have low vibrations, low energy, just a low feeling all around. So rebuilding is key, but a lot of us sometimes get stuck in a rut and we sometimes don't see our way out. We sometimes stay in that place because we're afraid of what will happen if we try something new or something different, because we're afraid of failure. Because since we failed before, we're afraid that if we try something, we might fail again, and we're not sure how we can handle that moving forward. So here's what I would advise you guys to do. Just like I tell you guys to manifest stuff, I want you guys to write stuff down, right? Once you find yourself in that space, write down stuff on a piece of paper. One side is going to be what your life is like now. That's the first side. And the flip side of that paper will be what your life would be like if you tried something different, something new, stepped out of the box, and just relied on faith and take that leap and go through both sides and look and see what you might need to change in terms of your mindset and your behaviors and how you interact with others in order to effect change in your life. Rebuilding is tough. Nothing about rebuilding is easy. Nothing about starting anew is easy. But once you do it and you get your first step out there and you take the plunge and you get your feet moving one in front of the other, little by little, and you start making strides and then make bigger strides, and then you see things starting changing, you will in turn change your mindset. Your confidence will build. You will see how much your life will change moving forward. Rebuilding involves taking leaps of faith. Rebuilding involves building up not just the outside, but your internal core. It involves building up your confidence, because maybe your confidence is dashed because of whatever it is you're going through. So you have to build yourself up. You have to heal from within. So healing is important. You have to work on inner self. And sometimes some of us find it hard to do that. It's difficult to do that. We don't want to do that work because we're afraid of what will come out. But if we don't do that work, we will never achieve the greatness that we want to achieve. Because in reflection, you realize what you've been doing wrong and what you need to change in order to become great. In reflection, you realize what you've been doing to hold yourself back and what you need to let go in terms of burdens, stresses, ills, etc., in order to get you to the peak. In reflection, you realize that you've been doing things to keep you at the valley, the basement. So now you need to turn that around, change your whole vision, change your whole mindset so you can get to the first floor, maybe to the penthouse. So, what did I say? Rebuilding is not easy. It's a tough, tall task. But if you're willing to do the work, it is worth it. Another step in rebuilding is figuring out who's important to bring along on your new path, your new journey. Because not everybody's built for this long journey called life. Some are little side streets that are called lessons. And some are that long, windy road that's called life. And you really, really learn a lot from those people who are there with you. 10 toes deep, solid, riding along with you, shotgun on that highway of life. So you gotta now do the work to figure out who is important to bring with you when you're rebuilding. Because when you rebuild, right, you want to start from a stronger foundation. Nothing shaky, nothing that's going to be able to be crumbled in less than maybe a few days or months or years. You want something that's lasting. So in rebuilding and in deciding who you bring, you also need to work on the foundation itself. Because if you have cracks in the foundation, that whole structure is going to crumble. So the foundation in rebuilding is you. Work on you. Work on who you are at your core. Work on what you will be able to bring to your new version of yourself when you're rebuilding, moving forward. Work on, maybe if you have an issue with anger, work on that. Maybe if you have an issue with temperament, work on that. Maybe you need to learn how to be more patient, not just with yourself, but with others around you. Work on that. See how rebuilding, it's important to work on certain things, because if you don't, you will end up just where you were before, at that sunken low place, and you will not elevate to get to that plateau where you want to be. Rebuilding is scary, but you can do the work. Now, that's another part of rebuilding, doing the work. You have to want to put the work in order to achieve the greatness that you deserve and you desire in life. So when you're rebuilding, work is important. Working not just on self, but also your ideas, on those around you, maybe building them up. Because in building them up, you're also building yourself up, right? And so when that group is now solid, you will see how much everything will pay off in the end. When you're rebuilding, you also have to make note of things you've done before that you don't want to repeat again. Because making a mistake one time is fine. But now if you continuously do that, now you're deliberately sabotaging yourself and your dream. You're sabotaging your way to the bottom. You're not sabotaging to get anywhere. Because when you sabotage, you're killing something. You're ending it. And sabotaging is never the best way to go when you're rebuilding. So you have to focus on these things when you're rebuilding. What did you do wrong before? Let me eliminate that so that this time when I rebuild, I'm rebuilding something stronger and more lasting, something that is there, not just for me, but for generations to come. Your legacy will live on. Your legacy will ring out. Folks will hear and know, yes, that person is someone worth taking serious or someone of note, because you've done the work. It's important for us to realize that. So yes, Rebuilding is scary. Rebuilding is tough. But when you rebuild, it also shows character. It also shows strength. It also shows those looking in that, yeah, this person is resilient. This person has the strength to withstand anything. Because in life, let's be clear, life is a journey filled with potholes, filled with rainy days, filled with bad weather, good weather, sunny times, snowy times, wonderful flowers that bloom, some that wilt. So you have to prepare yourself for the different seasons that are going to be thrust up on you, moving through and navigating through this thing called life. So when you're rebuilding, you have to set a foundation that is much more better than the foundation you had before you crumbled. Because in life, there are going to be ebbs and flows. You're going to hit rock bottom and you're going to rise again like a phoenix from the ashes. That's how life is built. There is no book that or manual that is built to give to everyone about how to do life effectively and succeed. Do you know why? Because we're all encoded with different genetic makeup. Our DNA is different with everyone around us. So there's no way we can all be reading from the same book called life. Because we all are going to navigate this thing called life differently. Because we're all unique in our own way. So embrace the losses that come your way. Embrace when you're hit with something and you have to be, as they say, humbled and get right back down to that basement level. And when you're at that basement level, retool, rewire, rethink, refurbish, refresh, and restart. Because in doing all of those things, you know you're coming back bigger and better. And also in doing those things, you know the version that was there before that brought you to the place that you are now, that low space, is not the version that's going to emerge, that's bringing you to that plateau, that peak, that zenith, that apex of success. So let's understand that, yes, rebuilding is tough, but it's not the end all be all. Rebuilding doesn't mean that your story ends there. It just means that that's just one speed bump that you're going to now hurdle over and move on and conquer and become great and manifest all that you desire and require in your life. So let's not look at rebuilding as something that's a bad thing. It is a good thing. Sometimes we need to be pushed back 10 paces so we can take our stock of where we are in life and how we're moving and operating and navigating this thing called life and readjust and maybe align our principles better. Maybe fix our morals that we've allowed to become compromised while we're doing what we were doing. Become better as an individual. So when that next season of your journey starts, which is your peak season, which is your manifestation season, which is your success season, you are able to receive it. You're able to appreciate it. You're able to sustain it. Because sustainability is what's key and core when you're trying to be successful in life. So rebuilding is fine. If you find that you're in that season of your life, stay humble. Do the work. Retool. Write down everything that you think brought you to this place where you need to rebuild now. Now, once you've written that down, go through them and do not make those same mistakes again. And also do the work on self. Do some reflection. What do you need to retool within in order to rebuild effectively and sustain that which you're working on for a long term? Life is filled with ups and downs. But your down season isn't your last season. Your down season isn't your end goal in life. Your down season isn't the end of your story. I tell you guys all the time, you're the author and captain of your life. If you want better, your down season is just a temporary roadblock to your great season, to your success season, to your peak season. It's just a pit stop where you're just taking a break, reassessing and readjusting and realigning your focus. So when your peak season comes upon you, you are ready to receive it. You are ready to attain it. You are ready to celebrate it and hold on to it for the long term. So let's just, moving forward, understand that rebuilding is not a bad thing. It's just a part of this wonderful thing we call life. Embrace it. Do not let it define you. And use it as a tool in your little toolbox to get you to where you need to be. I hope this message gets out to someone today and they're able to gain something from this and understand that life is what it is and life is what you make it. It sounds cliche, but it really is. So seize the day and embrace every pitfall, highs, lows, peaks, valleys that comes your way. It's a part of your story. It's a part of your journey. And it will build you ultimately. As I always tell you guys, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, my loves.